Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, CJSF.ca, streaming worldwide. You know, I say every week I have a treat for you. Well, this time I am going to treat you with something a little different, some of my poetry. I end the show saying it's always love time, poem time. But you know, Jesse, it really is always love time, poem time.
Always.
Poems have carried me through some situations. And so today we're going to listen to some of the songs, well, poems that I wrote that we found musicians. You could take somebody that's tapping out, boom, 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 what they want as music to go behind them. But really, the ways that poetry have helped carry me through storms, working with other people to deal with life issues, people dealing with sobriety, people dealing with homelessness, poems of celebration for people's weddings. So I'm going to share a little bit of that with you, starting with, I think we'll sing about a new thing because this is a new thing that I'm doing with our audience today, sharing some of my poetry. Very thankful to I wrote that poem because I'm not a singer, but I felt so overjoyed because I'd gone through a period of healing from a back injury. I have had my back hurt several times from 1989, again in 2010, and you know, the doctors want to give you a lot of pills and potions and make you feel like for your life you're going to be in a wheelchair. But I've given away three, Jesse, I've given away three walkers. I'm using a walker now just for balance. But I feel, I wrote that some time ago, but I'm in another period of just singing about a good thing and a new thing because so many people are talking about the worst case scenarios. So as I'm sharing some of my poems, I do have some angry poems, but I also have some love poems. So I'm just opening up and sharing with you so that you might know you might be a singer without words, that you could collaborate with some. You might be a poet without being able to carry a tune. And there's some musicians that will be able to work with you. But the point is, sing about a new thing. Wake up your day. Wake up for the day, not complaining about yesterday's things, but find something new that you can sing about and give the Creator, God, the universe, whomever you call your spiritual being, give them thanks for a new day and a new way to live.
Well, and there's something in there that you mentioned at the end, giving thanks to the Creator, to the spiritual being, whoever that is for you. It's clear in listening to, well, in getting to know you, but also in listening to your poetry, that faith is a big part of your life, and I think a big part of your poetry, and of the way, particularly when I think about, you know, using poetry to help get yourself through a tough situation or get through something that is happening to you, that intersects, in my mind, with faith very clearly.
Yes. Poetry can be a prayer. And, you know, I've known nights so terrible that the thing that carried me through was taking a pen and pad out and writing. You can write down, sometimes write all the angry things that you're in, write and write and write, and you don't have to keep it or record it. You can burn it up, tear it up, but I've found poetry as a form. It is a spiritual process. It's also a form of natural healing. Since 1979, when I was hurt in 2010, hurt again, I've had the opportunity to work with people that have come back from war, come back with PTSD, and worked on using poetry as a form of releasing things. I've worked with people in sobriety homes and programs around feeling okay. You know, we have drugs and things to make people forget or be out of their mind, but poetry brings you into mind. And so as I'm sharing these poems I have written, are they been from experiences of great joy, great anger, great love, and great thanksgiving to God for letting me still be around. So let's see what's the... I have discovered on YouTube, I've got about four CDs. So let's see what's next.
Well, I think poetry maybe doesn't start with, but it certainly ends with words, right?
Yes.
And you've got a track from Words of Comfort and Joy that's called Words. So let's hear that one.
Words. Simple words. There's power in words. There's hope in words, because all words ultimately come from God. He gives us an opportunity to shape them into beautiful things that can bring hope, that can bring comfort. Have you ever had a night where your body felt heavy? Where even your situations felt heavy? When you didn't know what you were going to face in the morning, whether it might be the end of your home or the end of your relationship or the end of your job, but as you lay there in the middle of the night wrestling with the issues of the day, the great Savior just came along and said, "Go to sleep. I'm with you. I'm with you now, and I'm with you even unto the end of the earth." I've known nights like that. Night so terrible that I was afraid to go to sleep, afraid of nightmares, afraid of the sentence that might be coming from a doctor in the morning when I called to get the results of a biopsy or called to find out what the stage of my pregnancy was going to be. All of those things that happen in the issues of life where God has said, just let me rock you in my bosom and give you some comfort. You don't have to worry, because
While weeping may endure for the night, joy, joy, joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we come to thank you for that word. We thank you for that steadfastness. We thank you that you have been there for us. We thank you for all the hard times that we've learned to get over because you've sent the Comforter as a teacher and as a embracer for us. So, Lord, we just thank you. And we come and we hope that whomever might be within the sound of our voice, that the trueness of our testimonies and our joy and the things that the Lord has brought us through, that those things will come through to you and will let you know that there is nothing too hard for God. So we thank you, Lord. We bless you and we praise you. We magnify your name. Words of comfort, words of joy, words dedicated back to you, our Creator, because you've given to us. You've been so kind to give them to us. So to your mighty name, we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory forever. Amen.
That was Words by Charlotte Sistesi Farrell, who's your host right here with us from Words of Comfort and Joy. Charlotte, what can you tell me about the process of putting together this CD, of moving from words to an actual sort of musical presentation?
Oh, the process was some patient musician friends. Hilliard Wilson created some music for some of my poetry. Crystal Mitchell created some music. Billy Mitchell encouraged me. I went to a jazz event one week and I was thinking, wow, I have some poems. I wonder if I could get a musician to help me. And so I spoke to him and he said, well, first thing you need to do is be organized, because he said, he asked me about a tune or what key it was in. I said, I don't really know A and C and D. So he said, listen and beat out your pattern. You need to work out and be organized. Don't waste time. But he said, watch while you're in this room and you see different musicians. There's someone in here who likes poetry. See if you could sense who that person is. And the person was Hilliard Wilson. He was a masterful bass player, but also had a studio and took time to help me. And most things I don't sing because I'm not a singer, but he really took the patience to listen to the rhythm patterns and helped me get that CD out, and then two others, Words of Comfort and Joy. Mark Cargill was the master violinist. He directed Barry White. Every time you hear Barry White's music, that violin orchestra, he taught me again about, instead of asking musicians sometimes to come to work with me, tell them they were coming to work with Mark Cargill. And it had such a respect for order. I was afraid of being in a dark room or studio space with men, because you hear so much drama. I have to say the people that he pulled together, the people that Mark pulled together, people that Crystal pulled together, very respectful, very respectful. I have been in the studio at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and nobody misled me, mistouched me, mistreated me. Well, they had to answer to some people, but I mean, they were just, it just know that there are people that do have a stand and do work from an intention that is good, rather than the things that you sometimes hear is all the drama and craziness in studios. I have a jazz poem where I talked about floating a note and going from a C to a D. Stuff that I was making up, they actually hung something, and I thought, there's math. They were sitting in a corner doing the math for this particular poem. So I just say that that's the first thing, beginning to write your ideas down. First, just write the poems. When I first started writing poems, I didn't have any idea that I would be doing a CD, a book, performing. I just got the anger out. I wrote a book called From Pillows to Pillars, and it has 6 chapters, and the first one was just anger. I was angry at everybody because I was in an accident. I had a spinal bruise. I had a brain hematoma. I couldn't do my work. I was angry. I was angry at God. I was angry at the city. I was angry at a lot of things, and all the poems were, I would just sometimes write things and throw them away, but after a while, I had a fairy godmother, an actress, Virginia Capers, who told me about putting them into a notebook. Take some things, if it's, you know, if it soothe me to tear them up, but start to put them together. And so I had poems, anger, 20, love, 1, grief, 26, hope, 10, heartache, 15, love took a long time. I mean, I wrote the poems from 1976 when I was hurt working for the Toronto Department of Public Health to up through now. But I mean, that particular book, it took until about 1992 before I published it. But just feeling how good it helped me to feel when people would ask me to speak. Sometimes people who knew I had poems asked me if I would speak at a nursing home. People would ask me to do a funeral poem. How I got to do a thing that I'm doing now for the station, helping people write tribute poems. I wrote a lot of tribute poems for people's weddings, tribute poems for people graduating. And so this poetry has become something that now I'm sharing with you, but I don't share them with everyone because sometimes people say, oh, you and your poems. But the poems have been a healing form for me. Several people have told me that they've been healing for them. And maybe now I stop talking about poems, we'll hear another poem.
Well, since you mentioned tribute poetry, let's do one more track off of Words and Comfort and Joy. This is Paying Tribute to Your Spirit, Mama.
Oh, this is a poem I wrote when my mother made her journey back home to heaven. Yes.
Paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Paying tribute to your spirit of love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Now that you've gone, I told you that I loved you, but it's not enough. The words are too few for the essence of you. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for your tireless hands that fashion new dresses when I long for the ones at Macy's that cost more than Daddy made. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Your endless treks to sales, downtown, overtown, to the plaza, to wherever you could get 5 pairs of shoes, 5 sets of clothes, 10 days of groceries on a postman's bi-weekly pay. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for facing freezing snowstorms, spending lonely nights at home while self-centered kids did all over the country roam. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for the PTA meetings you attended, the dances you and Daddy chaperoned while other parents groaned. I'm paying tribute to your spirit. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, forever reminding us to slow down and smell the roses. Do one thing at a time. Wait upon the Lord and hear the quiet ways and solutions He whispers at sunrise. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for the radiant way you face the ravishes of a painful, prolonged death, defied depression and refused to cry when the last strands of your hair left, set your vision on where you were going rather than on where you had been. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for the indirect beauty you let flow from within, the loving way you dismiss me to go back to my family and accept the end. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for crossing the gulf between your heavenly rest and this earthly test, to give me answers to the questions, to stand at the finish line and cheer us on, to coach the matches that the enemy would have won. I'm just paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Mama L. Jean Burleson. Nana. Auntie L. Jean. Ms. L. Jean. Paying tribute to your spirit. I'm just paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Just paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Yeah, Mama, I'm paying tribute to your spirit.
Thanks to the musicians who worked on that song, it was also used as a film. I made a short film where you see some of the things that are referred to in the lyrics. But collaboration is one of the words that I love. I have a dear friend, Deborah Thorne, who was called the Information Diva and just one of the greatest encouragers of collaboration. In Mark Cargill's studio, there was an engineer named Greg Cook, and he listened for about 3 hours, having me just read the poem and clap out the pattern, and then the music was just perfect. You know, the music really swept along. I could picture her, but I'm just really speaking to the opposite of the stories, that there's so many stories of negative things happening with people in studio. I have a marvelous engineer that I'm working with here at CJSF, Jesse, who is the public affairs director and just such a good, collaborator, someone who can give good feedback, someone who is a teacher and helps us keep marching on through the sharing of poetry. I'm going to cry.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to help anytime. So we played 3 tracks from Words of Comfort and Joy, but I wanted to jump over now to, I believe, a more recent album, Just For You, Jazzy Spoken Word to Celebrate Life and Love.
Yes, it fits the book. I wrote a book as life got to be better and I got more involved with poetry. Just For You, Heart Balm, Just For You, is a book of poetry that wherever a person is, they can find a space to write a poem or find a space to celebrate life. And I called it Just For You because it could be just for you as a writer, just for you as a person tonight. And often I do workshops with people to help them write poems for themselves, just for you. So we're going to hear a track from this piece.
Sure. Do you have one in mind? I see you have 15 people jamming written down on your piece of paper there. You want to go to that one?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, okay. Yes. This is the one where the musicians were sitting in the corner figuring out the math for the song.
The 15 people, please tell me why we have so many words of wisdom. Could 15 people give us a song to ride the waves of time with? Could we try a 5-part harmony and 2-4 time as we swing to the new beat, offbeat 90s? '90s logic, '90s manners, '90s extended sense of self-indulgence. Could we have a 5-part harmony about the '90s as we travel toward 2010? Music makes the mood to move over life's mountains. Music takes the mad and mellows it into water fountains. 15 people, please write some music to quiet the neighborly rampage. Could just one play some saxophone to tone down bloody hatred? Jamming sounds to move on down life's jagged road with. Could we have some jamming sounds to move on down life's jumble road with? Say some jamming sounds. Jamming sounds.
That was 15 People Jammin' from Just For You, Jazzy Spoken Word, to celebrate life and love by your own Sister C, who is here as usual on Fridays. I'm here too, which I guess is unusual. Charlotte, one of the things you've been doing over the last month is sort of investigating how music can be added to poetry. And, you know, I know a lot of people probably when they think of music and poetry just think of, you know, like a song with words. But there is this other paradigm, I guess, of taking a poem and then adding music to it. What do you think music can add to poetry?
Well, first of all, it can anchor the words, emphasize the words, but just even the process, the openness. Because not every musician wants to make music for poets, and not every poet has had a happy experience working with a musician. But I think whatever it is that exists between people, there's an energy, there's a nature, there are templates where one person hears something, it is interesting to them, and they collaborate with it. So I think having the idea, I had already written the poem, and I guess I was enthusiastic about my poem. So musicians who either I heard somewhere or someone had heard me reading and said, hey, I could put some music behind that if you'd like, sister. Some blues poems emerged like that. I was reading in a blues place, and blues musicians say, hey, I think I could do something with that. The thing about the blues. The thing about the blues is that they always pick the worst time to come around. They visit you at night in nerves and pain when all your friends have settled down. Blues lay all their burdens on your dinner table. Make you eat, then want for more. The thing about the blues is that they always pick the worst time to come around. Blues will climb into your bed, make it so sad, you'll get out and sleep down on the floor. Blues can take a spelling test, get you so mixed up, you think S-M-I-L-E spells stress. The thing about the blues is that they always pick the worst time to come around. You can be dressing yourself for church, then hot tears running down your cheeks will spoil your clothes. Blues can run a sunny day, make you think Miami, May is Chicago in the snow. The thing about the blues is that they will fight you till you send them somewhere else. I say the thing about the blues is that they will fight you till you send them someplace else. Yeah, the blues will just fight you till you send them on someplace else. The thing about the blues. The thing about the blues. Thing about the blues. It's exposing. I used to think of what some people would make me think is, oh, you're not a singer. You're not a singer. Stay out of that lane. But just in believing in the work, going sometimes to, there used to be clubs people could go to. Now everything is closed. But going to Sunday afternoon places, churches, just being bold enough to get up and share the poem. Sometimes when a person heard the poem, they said, hey, would you like to have some music about that? Or have you ever thought about putting that to music? So I wrote a poem. Sometimes when I had poems that were pretty long, I would look for a musician who might be able to make people's listening time shorter, I mean longer, because there was music, there was something to carry them through. A poem that I wrote that became a book, I wrote a poem called Just For You. And it became heart-bombed. The book became heart-bombed just for you, but I wrote the poem to celebrate in my class. My class has had things like a 50th anniversary. We're moving on our 60th anniversary, class reunion anniversary. But they had asked me if I could write a poem for after the period that there was a memorial for classmates that had made their transition, who had we had lost quite a number. And so I wrote this poem just for you. I did it at the program, and a musician said, wow, my sister and I could do some music for that. And then I was going to, you know how you have the little insert that used to be in CDs? I was going to do the insert, and as I was walking through the house, it's like spirit or something said, no, it's a book. So I did a book called Just For You, and each chapter, there's 13 chapters, the poem has 12 stanzas, and so each stanza is a chapter in the book, Just For You.
Well, let's listen to the song poem, Just For You.
Have you ever had anyone do anything just for you? I mean, just for you. Have you ever had anyone write anything just for you? I mean, just for you. Well, this poem is just for you. It's for you with cheer, for your feelings to be held dear. It's for you with hope, for your dreams to prosper and float. This poem is just for you. For your encouragement as you pound the pavement. It's for your courage as you release fear and discouragement. This poem is just for you. It's for you with hugs and smiles, right here or across the miles. It's for you with wishes and more as you step up and open that new door. This poem is just for you. It is for your peace as you take in all life has to teach. It's for your wealth as you bask in excellent health. It is for you with love that is blessed from above. It is for you with bliss that never goes amiss. This poem is just for you.
sister friends, sister friends. Friends who are there at the end of the day. Those a call away when disaster strikes. When the big question gets popped, the promotion finally comes through, or when you are just feeling blue. Sister friends know what time it is. You don't need to constantly explain yourself. Even when you're frontin', they smile and edge you on. But pull your coat when your slip is showing. Let you know if your hair is out of place before you step out on the stage in haste. Let me tell ya, sister friends call your kids theirs. They're not afraid to speak up, whether you are overboard with spoiling or sharing that ride a little too much. They step in as aunties, extra moms, grannies with a gentle touch. Not crowding your authority, but letting you know they've got good intentions on their mind. An extra meal, one more pair of shoes are no big matter. They'd do it anytime. Sister friends have got your back through thick and thin. When you move, they bring boxes. When you're being moved, they move to step in. No streets for you, no shelters for you. They couldn't sleep. While they have a home, you know, so do you. Sister friends, call you up to share good news. If soup is on sale, a good workshop is being held, they want you to get in on it too. Let me tell ya, sister friends, sometimes have to bury hatchets too. Errors are made, the wrong thing gets said. But under God's heaven, a path has been made. Just be the one to say, I'm sorry. Know in your heart, your sister is sorry too. Let bygones be gone to keep your friendship true.
Sister friends,
girl, she
sister
helped me out so much.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Cupboards were completely empty. I mean, my children would have been hungry, but she came over with all this food. Girl, sisters are wonderful. They are so good. You can be out of gas, and they will come over with their car, help you get from place to place, tell you when somebody is hiring so you can get the job.
Telling the truth.
Oh, my God.
You're telling the truth.
So just for you, also became a book under Heart Balm, not Balm, but Heart Balm, just for you. And it has poems that if a person wanted to buy a poetry book for somebody, it could be a gift for them. But it also is just for you as the person who buys it. And that book has enabled me to be, I've been welcome to different places to help people write poems just for them. Tonight at the radio station, I'm doing a workshop for our dancers and on host on writing a poem for themselves that puts them in the frame of mind of doing an appreciation show, ways that they can appreciate people. I would just say, just for you, you might never record your poem, but it is a very good thing to open your heart and let a poem fly out. Open your anger center, wherever that is, and let a poem fly out. But work to just let what nature is giving you. I belong to this group you've heard sometimes on the station, Eco Wisdom and Contemplative Communications. Poetry is one of the forms that they encourage people to do as part of self-care. It helped me with self-care. There are some disappointed psychologists who didn't get me because I emptied my feelings, a range of feelings, into poems. So I hope you enjoyed just for you, that you will think about something in your life that you will write that is just for you. And I am here for you if you would like to have me do a poetry session, write a book, help you write a poem, or just enjoy the kind of eclectic music you hear on the wonderful station CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide at cjsf.ca. I'm your own Charlotte Sister C, and you know what I always say. When they ask me what time it is, I say it's always love time, poem time. But now you know the story behind those lines.
Love time, poem time, love time, poem time, love time, poem time. Time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time. Time for poems, poets and singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time. Time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Love time, poem time. Times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Time for poems, poets, singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Love time.